Okay, I'm just going to say a little bit more about taking on actions and how we can do that in a way that is enjoyable and in the Bodhisattva way, out of a deepening sense of connection and not out of anxiety and guilt and overwhelm and all of that. So, I think during this month, it'd just be really good to sort of really notice what goes on when we, if we reflect and think about what actions we might take on and what mental states arise. Really watch that and make that part of the practice. So notice what's happening in the heart-mind. Notice what's happening in the body when we start to reflect on taking on an action. And maybe reflecting, is it possible to take on something that will actually give us more energy in doing it? Might there be something that actually we've been wanting to do for a while, we haven't quite managed to do for whatever reason? Sometimes when there's those things that there's a pull there, we've been wanting to do them and then we don't do them, and actually when we do them, it can really freeze up energy. Could we do something with other people? Would that make it more kind of enjoyable or sustainable or light for us to do it with others? Or could we ask for help from others? An example I thought of in relation to the sustainable transport is, maybe your bike's not working and you don't feel like you can fix it. Ask them for some help with mending your bike, for example. Could we use the Buddhist Centre to ask for that help? Could we, maybe post on the Sangha notice board, I would like some help with this, to be able to do this action during Buddhist Action Month. And it can be a way of connecting with people as well. And something that was suggested in the handbook that was put out for Buddhist Action Month was we might want to use an opportunity a context that we already have committed to do an action. So maybe we're part of a chapter or a GFR group or something like that, a study group. We don't feel like we have time to do something extra. We could use that context to do something. That's a possibility. And could we, if we do feel that we're sort of dragging ourselves a little bit as a natural flow of energy, then maybe we just focus on connecting with the reality of our interconnectedness. Connecting with our non-separation. Finding a way to do that and seeing what comes, what wants to arise out of that quite naturally. So those are some suggestions. And when we're noticing, when we're checking in with ourselves and noticing what's really going on and how our motivation is, how our energy is, the body is such a good barometer. We can really sense there what's going on for us.